you had to put your own stuff in there, and they had a bread, a dough pan, or a dough. It made, usually most of them was made out of wood, about that there long, about that big around, and it was wood. Made, I don't know, I guess it started way back making them out of wood anyway. And most all the old people had one little wad of dough that they never used. They always left that in there to make their yeast for the next batch of bread. It was that yeast would grow, you know.
Oh, I see. Like if they made pancakes like with wheat. Flour.
Uh-huh.
Would you call that something different than just calling it pancakes? Would you just call it pancakes?
Just pancakes, uh-huh. Yeah, that's the only thing I guess I ever heard it called would be just pancakes.
What about if you had, I don't know what kind of dough or something, but you had it like round with a hole in the middle?
Oh, you mean a donut?
Did you ever have that?
No, we never did have donuts. That I can remember of, not when we was kids. We had pies of all always making pies among the world, but I don't never remember making any donuts. I think that probably would cost too much lard, wouldn't it? They wouldn't make donuts. Well, they have to fry them in deep fat. And they wouldn't, that's another thing, we never did buy much at home was lard, because we had our own lard. We just used pure old hog lard.
Did the men back then, did they ever grow hair on the face?
Yeah, my daddy, he had a mustache, it was all. He was clean shaven, but he had a mustache till I was a pretty good sized boy, and I never seen him without a mustache. I was a pretty good sized boy. Now she had an uncle that he had a mustache every time I ever seen him, and it was stuck way out like the chair. And he was about 90 years old, wasn't he, Uncle Holmes? And he had a long handlebar mustache. Yeah, people way back yonder in I guess in say 1912, 1914, somewhere along in that, everybody had a mustache, just about. And a lot of them had sideburns, which way down here, and they call them mutton chops. Mm-hmm. And some of them had goatee. Now, an old fellow lived right beside of us when I was a boy, and he had a beard reach way down here, a big, long, white beard. It looked about like Santa Claus, mm-hmm. actually. And I can remember it, we used to call him Grandpa Wynn. His wife was Granny Wynn. She used to say, "Old General Bragg." He was always bragging on his horse. And he always had the best horse in the world. Didn't make a difference what happened. His horse was better than anybody else's. She used to call him Old General Bragg. He had a great long white beard. And this year, Doug Stentrum here in town, his granddaddy, he had a long white beard way down there. Yeah, I remember him. He had a long white beard, no one had Stentrum.
But if a woman had on her clothes and all, and she was going outside and it was, real cold, and what would she maybe put on before she would go out?
Well, it depends on how long she was going to be out there. She wasn't gonna be gone too long. Why? She just slip a sweater on. But if she was gonna go to town, she'd have her overcoat on. They didn't particular dress in this country. I don't know how up north. I don't know. But in this country, people didn't particularly dress for